Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I was going to say, here in a little bit, I'm going to be watching the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I figured that would be right up there with what you're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. Our band actually performed a couple years ago, so that's always something that we try to have on the TV as we're kind of, like you said, prepping and getting our turkey ready for Thanksgiving Day. So yesterday you talked to us a little bit about cooking our turkey, and today we're going to get a little bit more in depth with actually cooking that turkey.
We are. But I'm going to give you some numbers.
Okay, numbers, go at it.
We're going to give you some numbers. Folks, the magic number today as you're cooking that turkey is 165 degrees internal temperature.
Okay, 165.
Magic number of the day. Now, the other couple of numbers that I need to tell you is if you've got any questions about anything we've talked about Tuesday, Wednesday, today, or even tomorrow, I'm going to give you two FCS publications from the University of Kentucky. Okay.
Okay.
You can Google UK FCS 619 and 620.
619 and 620.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. 619, 620. Those are our Talking Turkey preps, and that's our publications, and that's actually what they're called, is Talking Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm not, you know, that creative. So that's what we're talking about. So let's talk about cooking that turkey. Yesterday we got it seasoned.
Yes.
Okay. So my turkey's going to have celery and carrots and onions and butter in there, right? And a little bit of chicken broth in my roasting pan.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is going to be in a cooking bag.
Yes.
Okay. So, the reason I like these pubs, and the reason I said that, especially this pub 620, FCS 620, it's got some recommended times in there. Now, the time is really immaterial, except other than planning, because the magic number today, Kristen, is?
165. Yes.
That's the magic number. How long do you cook the turkey? You cook the turkey till the interior temperature is 165. I wouldn't cook it over that, because I think you're asking for dry it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
So that's the magic number we're looking at.
Okay.
So we want to make sure we do that. It's also got some recommended times in there. Now, something we didn't talk about yesterday, and Kristen, we need to talk about this. Do you cook the stuffing in the bird or not in the bird?
Not in the bird.
No, I don't do the bird either. Okay. Bretta actually cooks her stuffing, and you know that, in a slow cooker. She has a slow cooker recipe, which we probably should put up there sometime,
mm-hmm.
which is a slow cooker recipe that she does her dressing in. So I don't think as many people cook within there. Realize that does add substantially more time to your bird, like an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes, almost 2 hours. No matter the size of the bird, it's going to add quite a bit of time to the cook time. So plan that out. It's 5 o'clock. You've got plenty of time to plan this out, all right?
So right, right.
For the day. Make yourself a schedule. When we talk about carving that turkey tonight after we get her cooked up and ready to go, I'm an electric knife guy, which I think surprises a lot of people, because most people that especially knew me from my last career adventure, I'm kind of a knife snob, all right, when it comes to that. I've done a whole lot of butchering in my life and in my career, and so... But I really like an electric knife for cutting turkey.
Well, and then talk to us about actually carving it, because you can actually do the actual legs, the turkey legs, and then the breast. Is there a certain way that you go about doing that?
I just generally split down the middle of the breast and then start working the breasts off.
Because sometimes I find it hard to know exactly where to cook.
Right.
Where to cut.
Where to cut.
Sorry. Yeah.
And here's the deal, folks. To be very honest, we're going to talk about some turkey leftovers and some recipes tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And so... You know, unless you have a lot of people that like the dark meat in your house, I mean, I always serve the legs, but I've never had a taker. Sometimes, you know, I use the dark meat for the leftovers for the things like the soups and the salads and that kind of stuff. All right. That's what I, because they're actually really, really flavorful, because, of course, they get more fat in them. But,
and more moisture.
And yeah, so that's what I use those for. But carve that turkey. folks, just the most important thing is to spend some time with the people that you love today. Tell them that you're thankful for them.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think have a little bit of time to reflect on what you're thankful for, because I've got a lot to be thankful for.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of things to be thankful for. Chris, thank you for that information today on cooking for Thanksgiving on your turkey. And make sure you come back with us tomorrow, because we're going to be sharing some tips on our turkey leftovers. So make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hopdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.